High lost control of it. McGilvery able to get it into the crease area. Pagano scoops it up. Now McGilvery upfield. Here comes the Shoreman. Grothman across the midfield line. Grothman will carry it across the restraining line into the box. Grothman backs off, feeds it off Fellows. John Fellows has it behind left along the end line. Fellows comes goal line extended, gets by his man. Fellows goes behind. Swift in front. He'll shoot and score. Matt Swift able to pick his way through after John Fellows beat his man and gave him the nice pass along the crease. And with 3.5 to go, it's 8-5 Salisbury.
And Tarno is livid thinking that Swift was in the crease. But
ball just shy of the 45, third and about half a yard. In the offset eye. Fullback line up to the left of Akins. Hand off Akins, stuck in the backfield. Jamie White making the stop for a loss of two. Fourth down, up and coming. What a play by Jamie White coming in on the blitz.
Again, the same thing as the Chieftains went to late in the first half last week against the Sal. A lot of stunts, a lot of blitzing, and it's working again tonight.
Three of Akins' four carries tonight have been for negative yardage. Fourth down, and it appears as if the Chieftains will get the ball back here. Clock down to 10:46 to go before halftime. Battier will punt it away. Caldwell and White back at about the 10. Good rush there provided, but Battier gets the punt away. White takes it at the 13, gets hit at the 15, and then will get gang tackled at the 16. As just about the entire Country Day squad swarms in on Jamie White. So a gain of three after the reception of the punt. Pretty good punt there by Battier, and that will give the Chieftains first and 10, but deep in their own territory at their own 16.
There's something we haven't seen yet this season, Jamie White returning punts. We've seen him on kickoffs, but that's the first time I believe he's fielded a punt.
So at first, with first down and 10, at the Chieftains 16, Lewandowski brings his team back out. Looks like Nick Barnes is done for the night. He has an ice pack on the left leg. Pitch out. Ramon Caldwell looking for the corner. Has some room to the 30, 40. One man to beat. Puts a hesitation step on Probert and says goodbye. Touchdown, Chieftains. What an exciting run for Ramon Caldwell. Getting the job done with a juke move at about the 40-yard line, and the last man that could have stopped him in Probert. Chieftains scored the first points of the night. It's an 84-yard run.
A great move at the end there to get past Probert. He had him dead in his sights. Ramon kind of slowed down a little like he was going to cut inside. Just kept
now it's knocked
out.
Away, and the Seagulls will have a freebie.
That's where games are won and lost right there.
Berge unsettled. It's a 3-on-1, and Pagano comes up big, and the Shoreman get the ball. Wow. They came into a 3-on-1 situation. They had it set up perfectly. Smith shot turned away by Pagano, and now Washington College, with a minute 55 to go, looking to clear. That could come up big as well. You figure maybe 9-5 halftime lead.
This
if
will
they
be a violation
that.
For going back in the box.
And it's saved. It was tipped back out. Ball loose at midfield, and the Shoremen come up with it. They get a break there. McCarthy into the box. He'll feed it. Fellows scores!
There he is, the freshman from Kent County High School. That time he hung in there fairly well and was able to.
Here's Scotty Quinn. He was reaching on a fielder's choice and walked, and Quinn takes a cut at that one for strike one. Quinn officially 0-for-1, which puts him 1-for-3 in a doubleheader. Gerbasi now, unofficially, 4-for-6. Pitch to Quinn, fastball outside corner for strike two. Quinn in his final game in a Shoreman uniform today. The senior from Newark, Delaware, down 0-2 here. Bate's pitch, fastball. This one driven high and deep to left field. Way back. See ya! Scotty Quinn off on the 360-foot trot going deep to left field. And the senior homers here in his final game in a Shoreman uniform. Pushing the Shoreman lead now to 9-1. 9-2, make that. win the two-run jack for Scotty Quinn. That is his eighth homer of the year. That one just took off. The wind took it plenty deep for there to be no doubt about it. In fact, they have one of those construction trailers out there landed beyond it in the new building, which is being built off. Actually, it's just beyond the left field fence. First pitch to Flanagan. Breaking pitch over for strike one. So Scott Quinn gets a home run in his final game with the Washington College Shoremen. Flanagan, line drive to right field, base hit. Robinson will come out and cut it off, holding Flanagan to the single. So the Shoremen mounting a huge rally here in the bottom of the fourth. Gerbasi with an infield hit. Pasco then doubled. Gerbasi home. Quinn then rocked the two-run tater.
As the Shoremen will go in a 2-3-1 here on this extra man. Now they'll rotate as Swift goes into the crease area. McCarthy rotates it back around Groffman. They'll send it to Fellows mid-right. Boy, that's a statement when you got a freshman working the extra man. Mulhern, goal line extended, up to the top of the box door. Still swinging around. McCarthy quickly to Fuller, who cranked it up and fired it high.
That's a statement, you're right, and it's also a change. Fellows has worked himself into that extra man. He hasn't been there all year.
Now Mulhern gives it back to Dorst. He'll swing it around McCarthy. Swift back to Fellows. Now Mulhern behind. Off the Fellows left pipe. He'll swing it. Swift, the shot turned away by Jason Tarno. Dorst looking to chase it down. 12 seconds left in the penalty. 31 seconds left in the half.
Get it to him.
Swift, left side to McCarthy. Talk for the box. Now they'll swing it. Fellows! Goal! Washington!
What a goal by John Fellows!
Hello with 24.7 seconds left. Now how big is that 3-on-1? Instead of 9-5 Salisbury, it's a one-goal game.
And how big is the freshman? That doesn't look like a freshman in a big game. He came around.